when we are unable to perform the real activity of soul, then whatever the activities we are performing because of inconditioned state is karma mitra bhakti. The real activity of soul is Shuddha Bhakti. And when we are performing the activities in the conditioned state and try to please our senses as well as Krishna, it is karma mitra bhakti.
Bolo. Anyone? Tell you? What is karma mitra?
Same as they've already said.
Can I add to that then a bit? Yeah, I studied a little bit.
When you asked me to speak, then I became nervous.
Anyone comes to me, become
nervous.
We are in East Goshti. You can also some questions if you are not understanding. Not like Bhagavad Path or anything. Like East Goshti, you will understand more things. What?
One thing I remembered is that in the book, I did not just read now. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is explaining that as long as one is conditioned in the material world, the conditioned soul, then one will not actually be able to perform Shuddha Bhakti. That this Shuddha Bhakti, this is performed when one comes to the transcendental platform. So there must be some mix. So here Bhaktivinoda Thakur is explaining Karma Mishra Bhakti, Gyan Mishra Bhakti.
I am telling only one of that, Karma Mishra. What is Karma Mishra?
So when that activity is not done purely for the pleasure of Krishna, then that is Karma Mishra Bhakti. In the verse, what's the Anukuyena Krishna? What's the first one? Jnana Karma Adhyanabhitam. That is devotional service, Uttam Bhakti, to be free from the influence of Jnana and Karma. So you have Karma, which means one who is performing some activity in Vanashram system, etc. But here, Karma Mishra Bhakti means that one is performing some devotional activity, but within the heart, it is not Shuddha Bhakti, it's not Uttam Bhakti. There's still that mix of desire for sense gratification. So in that way, this Karma Mishra is different from the karma of the person doing Vanashram, who has not got faith in Krishna.
Okay. My Guru Maharaj once said that someone who has desire to enjoy the fruits of the activity, the result of that is that he can only be elevated to the heavenly planet.
This is more.
He cannot go to Krishna's abode.
We should know what is karma. What is karma? Any activity, any endeavor to taste the fruit
of the activity
is karma, anything. So if you are chanting, remembering, doing anything, but you want to taste the fruit, then it is karma mishra. But no relation with devotion, only for testing ourselves, then it will be pure karma. जब हम अपने लिए जो कुछ करते हैं, when we do for ourselves, myself, that I am eating mango. Who is eating? Who is testing?
I am.
So to eat mango is pure karma. No relation with bhakti, anything. But if you think that I have offered this mango, very mango, not anything, myself. I have not offered myself, but I have offered that very mango. Why? Because I will take remnant and I will be so healthy and I will be so powerful. Then it will be somewhat like karma pradhan.
Pradhani bhuta bhakti.
Pradhani bhuta. Na, pradhani bhuta na. Karma pradhani bhakti. Here,
prominence or karma?
Prominent is karma and bhakti is subordinate. It is also karma mishra. And when bhakti will be more powerful and karma to test will be some lower, then it will be called pradhani bhuta bhakti. Here bhakti is
prominent.
But karma is also there. But when annabhilashita shunyam, totally. No annabhilashita, no desire to taste anything. Only to serve Krishna. Shravanam, kirtanam, Vishnu, smaranam, padashivanam, archanam, bandhanam. To please my Gurudev, to please Radha and Krishna. Then it will be pure bhakti. Otherwise it will be karma mishra. Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati tadaham bhakti upahatam snami. This is also not so good, so high. Why? We should try to offer our atma, myself, ourself, all senses, heart, everything, first to the Gurudev and then to Krishna. Iti punsarpita Vishnu bhakti cha navalakshana kriyeta bhakti adhatan manne dhitam. If anyone is not surrendered himself in the lotus feet of Gurudev and then to Krishna and Radha and Mahaprabhu, then he can offer anything to Krishna. It may be that he will take partly, not fully. But if anyone will surrender himself, now I am yours, you are my beloved, you are my son, you are my friend, and then doing anything, then it is pure bhakti. But you have so many cows, hundreds of cows, and only 1 kilo milk you are offering to Krishna. And what other things? If you have offered yourself in the lotus feet of Krishna or Gurudev, you have nothing, you are Nishkinchan Vaishnava. Only by the remnant you are maintaining your life and all these things. Then anything you will not have to offer, because you have offered yourself. Then what you will give to Krishna? All are offered. Then it will be pure bhakti. Otherwise, if you are not offering yourself something, you get 15 lakhs of rupees to Gurudev. Gurudev, I am offering this. And in other hand, one disciple, he has nothing to give, he has given everything to Gurudev, my heart, my soul, everything. But he is serving, who is superior? Whole day and night serving Gurudev. He has nothing to give more, because he has given himself. So his property, his wife, children, and if he has nothing like Hanuman, everything to Krishna. There is nothing, anything more to offer Krishna, because he has heard. So what he is doing? As a servant he is doing. So this is pure bhakti. And if he has not offered himself any part, anything, he is a very big, rich person, and he has given crores and crores of dollars, but he has not given himself, then there is something lacking. It is not pure bhakti. So it will be karma mishra. In the same way, jnana mishra. Bhaktivinoda Thakur will explain all these things. So try to realize all these things. Ho gaya? Ho gaya, humare pehle hi dekh liya. Then?
So the first example is that one takes the fruit for its own sense gratification. And he does not offer. So that one is just karma, no karma mishra.
What?
Your first example. If one just takes the mango himself, not offering anything to Krishna, nothing. So that's no karma mishra, that's just karma.
একবার শুদ্ধা কর্ম, পিওর ফল, নো কন্টামিনেশন অফ ভক্তি। বাট ইফ আই উইল টেক ইট, দেন ইট উইল বি ভেরি বিগ সিন, সো আই মাস্ট অফার কৃষ্ণ, সো অল সিন উইল গো, অ্যান্ড দেন আই উইল টেস্ট অ্যাজ এ রিমিনেন্ট. Then karma mishra.
Pradhani bhuta ka koi udaharan?
Patra pushpam phalam ke pradhani bhuta udaharan.
Haan, pradhani bhuta. Patram pushpam phalam tvayam.
Jo hi bhakta prajaspati.
He is giving fruit only.
Not himself.
The fruits of all karms. Jat jat karomi tat tat tasmai. This is fruit. I have taken bath. The fruit of taken bath, I am giving to you. I am doing this thing, the fruit of this. But not, why not yourself? Then nothing to. If anyone has surrendered himself totally, I think, I should not tell, but I am telling to you, that Arjun is surrendered, gopis are surrendered, and if gopis are taking anything, not giving to Krishna, what mantra? Kling Gaura Yaswaha, Shrinkling Radha Krishna Bhyam Namah, Etat Naivedyam Paniyam Tambulam. Everything. They are not doing like that. And they are, Krishna is sitting there and they are, you will take, I'll take. This is pure bhakti. Because they have, what?
Everything. They are given everything.
Everything. Nothing is there. Their body, their mind, soul is of Krishna. So, if they are not offering outwardly, but they have offered everything. So this is pure bhakti. Sometimes you will give to Sukadeva Goswami anything and he will take at once, no offering, like this. How? You know this? Like this. Go chinha, and by like this. Like any mudra, ankush mudra. No need of holding all this. They will never do. Gopis are, even Ram will not do. Hanuman are. If you will give to Sukhdev, he will take. And he says, he has not offered Krishna and he is taking. Are you are Kanishtadhikari, more than Kanishtadhikari. You cannot do this. So gopis take anything, they do singar to become so beautiful for whom? For Krishna. So we should try to do. First, offer yourself what you are. But for grihas, it is very hard. But it may be like Pandavas, Gopis and all other, like Ambarish Maharaj, they kind of. He was king. He has so much big king, kingdom. Sons, daughter, wife, so many things. But he was Shuddha Bhakta because he has offered himself. Now we should know about Jnana also. What is Jnana? First we should know. What is Jnana? You should say.
Just ordinary Jnana or Jnana Mishra Bhakti?
No, I am telling Jnana, not Karmishra. What is Jnana? What is Jnana?
No.
What is the definition of Jnana?
Knowledge.
What knowledge? Worldly things? Boliya?
The cultivation of knowledge for the sake of liberation.
Here it means. So worldly knowledge about anything is general jara jnana.
Material
knowledge. And when we have no faith on material knowledge, it cannot give us pleasure, happiness in my life and after this life. So we want salvation. So what is Brahma? What is Mukti? Knowing this, aim and object of the life will be salvation. Knowing that I am soul, I am not body. Soul is not eating, body is eating. So he is thinking, Am Brahmasmi, myself is Brahma, I am Brahma, I am Brahma, I am Brahma. And in the last he wants salvation. This is called Nirvishesh Jnana. Jnana are of also two kinds. Nirvishesh Jnana and Tattva Jnana. Here, Tattva Jnana is called Bhakti in first stage. So, here only, to have salvation, his all activities is known as Jnana. But Jnana Mishra Bhakti, what will be the Jnana Mishra Bhakti now in center?
When one has the realization that material life is full of suffering and one wants to be freed from that suffering, and one realizes that without taking shelter of bhakti, it is not possible to attain liberation, and so one adopts some of the angas of bhakti with a desire to obtain liberation, freedom from material suffering, that is Jnana Mishra Bhakti.
Yes. Jnana Mishra Bhakti then. And when he knows that bhakti can do everything, so giving up this nirvishesh Jnana, like Sukadeva Goswami, Chatursan, Brahma, Sanaksanandan, Sanat Kumar, and all these, they were always also within this category. But at last, by the mercy of Brahma, Chatursan, and by the mercy of Vyasdev, Sukadeva Goswami, gave up this Jnana and became Shuddha Bhakta. Like he has told, Atma Ramasya Muniyo Nirgantap Urukrame Kurvanti Haitukin Bhaktim Itsam Bhut Guno Hari. By the mercy of Sukadeva Goswami, he realized the good qualities of Krishna and he gave up that thing and became pure Rasik Tattvajna Bhakta. What you are telling?
So, question is, the person who is doing Kama Mishra Bhakti, he knows that the goal is Krishna. He knows, but he has some mix.
No, not knowing. That is why he is telling that you should know. Because he is not Shuddha Bhakta, he has no Shuddha Guru, no Shuddha association of Bhakta, that is why he is not knowing. In association, he will know all these things, then he will give karma and become pure bhakta.
So somebody theoretically knows, but still there's so
they don't know, really.
For instance, like for myself, I don't know, but I have some theoretical understanding.
Your bhakti is not contamination, but there are some weakness, there are something lacking, not so much sukriti and sanskar. So it may be like kanishta adhikari, no contamination, but is to some weakness, durbalta, but pure bhakti. Chanting, remembering, doing all these things. And there is something karma. There is also some karma, missing some jnana also. But gradually, in the associations of pure association, gradually you will be bhakti. Because you are knowing that our aim and object is that. But karma nishtha bhakta, they don't want. They don't know all these things. You are in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in bhakti line. You have been initiated. You know some relations also, but it's still some weakness and there is something lacking. Yes, sir.
Naraji, who was also in the beginning in the karmicta stage, but Narad was a pure guru.
He could not follow Narad. Narad wanted to make him so pure, but he was in that position that actually he was not in a position to follow totally to Narad Maharishi. He wanted. So it may be that guru is pure, but his disciples may not be pure. It may be. And nowadays like this. If anyone pure guru like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur or Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, he has less and less disciples, but he has only one or two disciples, or it may be that grihastha may be not a renowned order.
Isn't not that by a definition Kanishtha, because of his lack of advancement, the heart must have contaminations of karma and jnana?
What is it?
ये कह रहे हैं कि हृदय के आपने अभी हृदय की बात की ना, हृदय वीक हो तो हृदय वीकनेस के कारण ही कर्म का मिश्रण हो रहा है और ज्ञान का मिश्रण हो रहा है.
It may be some, but gradually he will develop his Krishna consciousness and give up. But if he is gradually going down in lack of Shuddha Bhakti or association, he is not ready to follow, then he is making some offenses and due to that he is going down. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling that we should know what is karma, then what is jnana, what is yoga, and then what is really Shuddha Bhakti. In bhakti, Shuddha Bhakti, Uttama Bhakti, some gradation. We are in gradation, not in karma. And try to understand. Anyone is following Anyabhilasita Sunyam Gyan Karma Dhanabhitam Anukulin Krishna Nusiranam Bhakti Uttama. This is Uttama Bhakti, Sarup Siddha Bhakti. But there are some
gradations.
He is not in Uttama Bhakti, but he is doing something. He is beginner. So there are some. But his karma is not, because he has tried and promised that I am offering myself in your lotus feet. He has promised in Gurudev, to Gurudev, when he took diksha or initiation or Harinam. Gurudev, I will totally follow you. I have become yours. But he has not become like this. Gradually we will know all these things. We will explained very, very clearly all these things, that you will know automatically and your bhakti will be so strong. Now, 12.
Maharaj, I understand that you want to say if aim and objective by the association of Guru is clear, that what we have to do and we feel like to surrender, then our bhakti is not karmaśa. And
he has been initiated and he has some relation. What is
and he tries to
sambandha gyan. And he has offered himself.
He desires to offer.
He has offered, but he don't. He does not know what he is offering. But he has offered. I am giving this to you. But he has this chadar was so good. Like this. He has given it, but something is attachment.
I have given.
He is not thinking that it is Gurudev or it is of Krishna totally. I am not owner. So in offering and in giving there is much difference. It was mine and I am offering to Gurudev. But Bhakt does not think like it was the remnant of Krishna. Owner is Krishna. He has mercifully given to what?
Allow me to serve my Guru.
To serve my Guru. But actually it is not mine. I am not mine. My body is not mine. Everything belongs to Krishna. So if this mode comes, then pure bhakti will come. Gautama Kirtan.